Jimmy Tramble stopped going to school because he was born to run. His mother put him in the front door, and he'd go out the back. He spent most of his life avoiding words and phrases. He'd rely on his own intricate patterns for getting through each day.
I went to the gas pump. I just had to go tell people to turn that pump on and what pump I was. I wouldn't go to the bathroom until I see a man going there. That's the man's bathroom. I had kids, and I know I won't be able to read a story to them sometime in my life, you know?
3 years ago, Tramble walked into the Cape Fear Literacy Council to learn to read. This time, he didn't run out the back door. His tutor, Kathy Webb, remembers the first meeting.
Jimmy was memorizing things, and so I had to say to him, we don't want you to memorize things, I want you to sound them out. That began our adventures together.
You have to really grab hold of yourself, forget shame, forget what I can't do, because that was a hard thing for me to do.
Tramble was a well-known DJ in Wilmington, going by the name Jimmy Jam. People across the region called him up just to say, come play, we like your style.
A lot of people today don't know I can't read or write, but I was famous. I had a perfect ear, I had perfect memory.
He couldn't read his records, so he used his memory to design a coding system for 5 crates of albums. He broke it down using pitch. Each record was assigned a specific letter and color. No one but Tramble understood the system.
The rest of people didn't know how I did it, but that was my skill. That was my power.
I was very amazed that his reading level was not all that great, and we're working on that. However, his intelligence and his ability to get along in the world has just totally amazed me. And someday we will have the right words, and I will figure out how you drive, because that has really, the day we finally sounded out Market. Oh, that's Market Street. Or ING, and knew that that was Wilmington.
At 65, Tramble has always avoided elections. He'd watch them pass one after the other. But this year, during a session with Webb at the Literacy Council, he brought up the idea of voting for the first time.
I always wanted to vote, but I was scared because it was a lot of writing and I didn't know what to put down. So I would just sit back and watch how it go down, you know. And deep down in my heart, I wanted to be able to say, I've voted. Oh, I feel good because I voted. I finally voted in my life.
And then the idea came that you would register. Mm-hmm. So you are registered now. Probably what we're going to do is not influencing, you know, Jimmy's vote. However, probably an absentee ballot, because that way, you know, Jimmy can take his time reading it and doing your spelling that you do. And probably in the next 4 years, you'll be able to use the computer.
Voting means that you did something in your life. Take example, me. This will be my first ever. And I'm finally going to do it. And like me stand on the corner no more and asking my friends, who won? I did it. I'm excited, you know. I'm really, because it's like I say, it's my first ever, you know. Now I want to do something that it means something.
Sarah Wood, WHQR News.